This is numero uno, the top dog, the big cheese. Your number one on the ticket top ten. Number one.
For whatever reason, when I think of you, I think of the synchronized swimming bit. And to me, that's maybe the best bit Saturday Night Live ever did. Do people still come up to you about that bit?
Yeah, they do, actually. Because they always show it at the Olympics. That's why. Well, every time there's Olympics or a sports show, they show it. And it was, you know, Christopher Guest was in there, Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
It was a funny idea.
Your line, I'm not a very strong swimmer.
I'm not that strong a swimmer.
And you looked all weird. You just had that weird, you looked in such poor health. And
yeah. Well, we had pockmarks all over my face. The idea was that your brother comes to you and says, let's be synchronized swimmers. And you don't swim, but you love your brother so much. You
say, right.
You're willing to write out whatever you say, brother.
And you know, that was kind of the first feel we had of all of Christopher Guest's movies later on, was that sketch just had that feel of
fake
his later movies. The fake documentary. That, no, you're not mad at him. He's pointing.
Yeah. All right, I think of you as the sweaty guy with a huge ash on a cigarette in the fake 60
you
Minutes
know,
thing.
Marty, do you know what a hit in my elementary school I was imitating that character?
Nathan Thurm.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. And I love Harry Shearer. Who is he? Mike Wallace in that.
You don't think I know that?
You read it. You read it.
Do you know, it was that was an actual woman who worked on the show, in a makeup artist, and she'd sit there and she was always smoking and always very defensive. And Harry and I were writing that piece and he said, you should play, you know, Elena. And I said, well, I can't do Elena. She'll be there when I'm doing it. He said, yeah, but she'll never know. You're a guy. She's a woman. She won't. So I had the glasses on, and she's right there as I'm going, I don't know. You know that? So at the end, I said, Elena, I got a little sweat here. She said, I know that. I can see the sweat. You don't think I see the sweat? I know that. It was insane. So then
but it became, never occurred to her.
No, and then it became popular on the show. And then we did it a few more times, but at the last show of that season, one of her assistants got drunk and said, don't you know that you are Nathan Thurm, you idiot?
Oh, no.
And then she came up to me and confronted me at the final party. She said, I thought you were my friend. I said, I am your friend. She said, I know that.
So everything's okay now.
This is so great because you'd have 2 inches of ash on the end of that cigarette.
Yeah, a little wire.
And a little bead and sweat.
Yeah.
So they'd actually put a wire in the cigarette to make it all stay on there.
See, I would think that's Irving funny. Cohen would make an appearance with the
Irving Cohen is making an appearance with the pup.
Oh, he is? Oh, that's great.
He'll be there to do some of the songs from the hit show Wigwam Serenade.
Love that character.
What's your favorite note?
Give me a C, a bouncy C.
So how long have you been doing this kind of thing where you go around and you do a little concert, basically?
You know, at this stage of my life, it's not really so much, you know, about paying rent as much as trying to stay interested. And so you keep saying, someone says, do you want to do blank? And you say, gee, I've never done that. That could be potentially disastrous. Hey, you know. And about a year and a half ago, someone asked me to do the Boston Pops. So I had to pull together a show for the Boston Pops, and it kind of went well. So I thought, oh, that was fun. I'll do that again. So
interesting.
Hence, cool. I'm here.
So you seem like a very happy guy. You don't seem like you still have a lot of that sort of unsettling hunger to where you have to prove yourself or feel like you still have to all these things to do. You seem like doing all these new things as opposed to trying to prove anything to anyone anymore.
Oh, I don't. You know, the admiration of strangers never really fueled me. You know, I wanted my friends to like me and my family. It was important that my wife and children, you know, thought well of me. But, you know, a guy in Des Moines says, I don't get it. He seems really desperately. He pushes all the time. The worst thing that can happen is that I've lost his friendship.
So do you still want to do movies? Or would you rather?
Yeah, no. The most fun is to bop between all the three mediums, you know. So we did a movie called Jiminy Glick and Lala Wood, which opened at the Toronto Film Festival on September 18th, which is I play David Lynch, the director, and Jiminy Glick. And
oh, boy.
It's very cool. It's a very funny movie.
Yeah, so this is a whole new thing, the Jiminy Glick thing. Have you watched this yet, Giorgio?
No.
I haven't seen it as much as I should. It's on Comedy Central.
Primetime Glick.
Primetime Glick, and he plays that. Have you seen,
oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Martin's the fat guy, Jiminy Glick, that hosts the show.
Okay, I have seen that.
He's real.
Now that talks to all the different interviewers. Yeah.
Now that takes makeup. How much makeup does that take?
That's about 2 hours makeup. It's one piece of makeup. It just goes from either eye, and then it's my chin, and it's a fake chin. And you slip into the fat suit, and then put a wig. And
that is a funny character.
How many episodes do you film? Do you kind of film them all?
Ten per season.
Uh-huh.
So it's like two episodes, two interviews, and then there's sketches.
And how many will you do in a day? Do you knock them all out?
You do a couple of interviews in a day, and then you'll shoot sketches for about 2 weeks, and you cut all the whole show together.
Now, you guys were visiting with Martin Short, who's in town. He's going to be performing with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and he's in studio with us right now. Do you guys remember him on Curb? We're all big Curb fans. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And remember when he was on Curb with Larry David, mm-hmm. and Larry was trying to get you to teach him the Jiminy Glick voice and that sort of thing.
Jiminy Glick?
Right. So what is your relationship with Larry David? How long have you known him?
I am a good friend of Larry David.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long I've known him, but, you know, our fan, like, his wife is a good friend of my wife, and we're, mm-hmm. the whole families are friends.
Right.
They come up to my cottage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps bragging about his cottage, and he keeps scoreboarding us on how many things he has that we don't.
It just hit me that another thing that dawned on me is I'm so rich, and you guys probably aren't. That's so weird.
You're right.
It must be weird to look in your bank account and say, where are the millions?
You've been listening to the Ticket Top.